weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, everybody, to War Room Show. My name is Tiffany Cianci, and I am leading today from Kentucky, Northern Kentucky to be exact, just down the street from Thomas Massey's HQ. I am so excited to be in studio. If you're just joining, I'm filling in for Harrison in this hour of War Room Live today, and I'll be back tomorrow interviewing Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, and the man of the hour, Thomas Massey. We are broadcasting live in Kentucky to get out the vote, to help ensure that everyone knows where they can get their vote, where they can go to the ballot box, how they can vote in these early voting days, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and then where they can vote at hundreds of polling locations across Northern Kentucky on Tuesday, which is the final primary voting day. Now, a lot of you may or may not know that Kentucky is generally what's called a foregone conclusion state or a one and done state. The primary is generally the election, and that is because Kentucky is considered so deep, deep red that whoever wins the primary wins the election. It's just the way it is. It would be almost insurmountable to try to have anyone else win an election, which is why the primary is the big show in Kentucky. It's for that reason that a lot of people on both sides of the aisle register as a Republican regardless, so that they can take part in the part of the election they think matters most. We're here today because we were asked by Thomas Massey. I was asked specifically to come out here, and I want to tell you a little bit about how that happened, what we're here to do, who's here with us, and what you guys can do to help us spread the word. I sent over a tweet that I'm hoping they can get up for me. It has a picture of President Trump and Thomas Massey on it. I sent it via text message. But it was about 9 days ago when I was sitting across the table at a lunch in D.C. from Thomas Massey, and I did not know he watched me on X. I did not know he saw my tweets. But the tweet that was in question, and I don't know if you guys have that, Matt, in the green room, but the tweet in question, he held up to me on his phone and he said, "Miss Cianci, is this true?" Well, the tweet said, "I will fly to Kentucky and bring every single follower I have across every platform to fight for Rep. Thomas Massey. POTUS has grossly misjudged how done the citizens are with bought and paid for politics." And that was in response to Trump saying Thomas Massey's political career was over for defying him on the Epstein release with the Epstein Transparency Act. When he asked me if I meant it, I said, "I do today. I do today, Congressman. What do you need?" And he said, "I'm not sure, but I need young people to know that this vote is coming. I'm being outspent 5-1, and I don't have the money to launch the kind of advertising campaign I do. All of the money is being spent right now on older platforms, legacy media, regular ads on evening news shows, and the young people aren't seeing it. I am worried young people do not know that this vote is as important as it is. I'm worried that young people do not know where to vote because the Republican Party changed all of the polling locations this week, so all of their ballots have the wrong addresses on it. And I need them to know, and they don't listen to legacy media, they listen to you." Well, maybe not me, but I've got a few friends. And so it was 9 days ago that we started to mount what we called a Voices for Voters initiative. We said we were riding for Thomas Massey. We ride at dawn for Thomas Massey. And why? Well, we have creators here that are from every facet of the political spectrum. We have people from the deepest trenches of the far right conservative movement. We have people that are America and American first. As Thomas Massey likes to say, he's not America first, he's American first. He says he'll always do what's right for the Americans when I interview him. We have folks that are deep libertarian. We have folks like me that are deep, deep purple, right? Everybody knows that I am not politically affiliated with either party. I vote for policies. I vote for character, and I vote for lack of corruption. But we also have progressives. We have people on the left that favor transparency and releasing the Epstein files, that agree with what he's doing. We have folks in my comment section that have said, "I never thought I could say this, but I disagree with Thomas Massey 91% of the time, and he's the only person I want to be president." Well, it's related to a very famous quote he made where he said, "Oh, perhaps you don't know. I vote with Republicans 91% of the time. The other 9%, they're taken up with corporate interests, billionaires, and pedophiles." So if you've ever heard that quote from him, you know that when progressives write that in my comment section, it's because Thomas Massey is acting for the American people. Thomas Massey is doing what he thinks is right, even if you disagree with it, you know he's not bought off. You know he's doing it for you, or he's doing it for Kentucky, or he's doing it for the farmers that live next door to his farm. And so when he asked us to come, I made a few phone calls, and I called every creator I knew that doesn't take money. I have never taken money from anyone for my content. And I know a lot of other creators that want to keep our integrity more than we want to make a living at this. And so those are the people I called. I called people like Ian Carroll. I called people like Ryan Mata, people like James Lee, Danny Love, Holden Collada. I called people from the far left, like your favorite guy, right? I called people like Eric Warnick. And I spoke to Progressives for Kentucky. There's a whole coalition here of progressives in Kentucky that are Appalachian progressives. I called everyone I knew and I said, guys, what do we need to do to help Kentucky know what's going on? We don't want to tell them who to vote for. We don't want to tell them what to choose. All we want to do is help them recognize the importance of this election and that their voice still matters, primarily because so many of them have been blackpilled, probably by people like me, right? I come on here as your bubbly little fairy of doom, and people think that there's no hope, but I also try to give you guys hope and action. So what I want to do for the next few minutes is I would like to talk to you a little bit about what's going on and ways that we can support what is happening. One, you can go over to TiffanySeance.com. That's my website. You can also follow me on X right now at The Vino Mom, TheVinoMom. And for the next 6 days, you're going to see schedules posted every day for activities you can come out and volunteer with. If you guys want to come help us get out the vote here in Northern Kentucky, we are building an apparatus. We have a huge volunteer coalition that are doing door knocking, and we will give you addresses and send you on your way. If you want to come and help us to spread word on social media or to go talk to folks on college campuses, we want you. And if you cannot get here, you're not close enough, but you know someone who is, we want you to tell them. For those of you that are tuning in from the West Coast, this is going to sound strange. I'm from the West Coast, so it would have sounded strange to me a decade ago. But if you're within 5 hours of Kentucky, we need your help. I'm talking to you, Indiana. I'm talking to you, Michigan. I'm talking to you, Ohio. I'm talking to everybody in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee. All of those states are a 4 to 5 hour drive from where I'm at right now, right? It's a very small intersection of the country where we all meet at the corner of Appalachia and the Great Lakes, right? It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful place to come visit. We're looking at the river. We want you here with us. So we want you to call people and tell them to get up here and help us out. You can contact me on all my social channels. But why should you do that? Well, I want to talk to you about some of the things that Thomas Massey's been doing. If I can have you guys pull up for me the no capital gains bill, many of you may or may not know that just recently, Thomas Massey has introduced a new bill in Congress after his Prime Act was just approved as a part of the Farm Bill. He did an immense amount of work on the Farm Bill, stripping glyphosate immunity out of it and the state preemption provisions. Right? In case you don't know what that means, Bayer Monsanto, which is a German company, was spending tens of millions of dollars to secure immunity from being held accountable for killing American farmers. But they were also asking the federal government to say that states no longer had the right to decide how that was legislated, that we were going to take states' rights away and give that to the federal government. Both of those things were stripped out of the Farm Bill by Thomas Massey. Simultaneously, he was able to get in his Prime Act. Now, the Prime Act is a really, really important act that allows local farms to get their meat processed and distributed locally. Local farms no longer have to go to these big four meat packers that are owned by Brazilian and Chinese billionaires that control our entire meat industry. So Thomas Massey's farm, which is an organic beef farm, could now go to a local processing place, a small mom and pop, and get his cattle broken down instead of having to go to one of the monopolies. And he can have it distributed locally without the expense of shipping it across the world. You know, a huge amount of American meat is shipped overseas to be broken down and then shipped back. And we pay for that, right? Grocery prices are out of control. So he recently introduced and was able to get it passed the Prime Act as a part of the Farm Bill while simultaneously stripping out state preemption and glyphosate immunity. But he also introduced a new bill that is the No Capital Gains on Family Farms Tax. And that's the bill I want to talk to you about right now. Can you pull that up for me, please? Sorry, guys. I don't have control of the switchboard because I'm remote. So I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. All right. If they can't pull it up, don't worry. I have all the details. It's okay. I would rather you guys were able to see it. But the no capital gains on family farms bill that Massey introduced, I think is incredibly important. One, because we are losing 140,000 farms this year due to the increased costs related to the war in Iran. We have family farms filing for bankruptcy at a rate never before seen in American history. 140,000 farms. I want you to think about how many local farms, how many regional farms we are losing that are going to be gobbled up by Bill Gates, consolidated into another monopoly so that they can price fix our food supply. And one of the biggest problems that we have with family farms is that the average age of a family farmer is about 65. As a result, they're at retirement age. They're doing backbreaking work to feed this nation, but they can't pass the farms on to their children. Because in trying to pass the farms on to their children, the children have to incur a capital gains tax on that transfer, whether they've ever sold the farm or not. Now, if you don't know what that means, if a farmer bought his farm for $5 an acre 50 years ago, okay, it was probably more like a dollar an acre 50 years ago. So let's go with a dollar an acre. Okay, if that farmer bought his 2,000 acres for a dollar an acre, he paid $2,000. Okay. If he wants to transfer that farm currently under the law in the United States to his children to keep running it, even though there's not going to be any profit because the family's going to continue operating it, if he wants to transfer it to his children and it's now fair market value is being deemed, let's say, $100 an acre, which is low, okay, for fertile agricultural land. That means that he has to pay capital gains of $99 per acre. He has to pay capital gains taxes on that. The child does to acquire their family farm. And so this